Hi guys, Kaduna here. I just wanted to give you all a lowdown of what I've been promoting recently. Obviously, I can't get it all done in text, so I decided to use Audioboom and really convey the message to all of you properly. For those of you who don't follow me and this just got retweeted onto your timeline, hopefully, I'm Stephanie and I'm really interested in youth politics and increasing young people's involvement in politics and kind of breaking away misconceptions about the political systems and our government and things like that. So I really want people to vote in the upcoming general election, specifically for my demographic, which is the millennial demographic. And luckily, I have teamed up with the lovely people in Clip It. Clip It is a short form news audio company that delivers news in sound bites. So each Clip It is 60 seconds and it will kind of give you like a summary of a story. So it will tell you, you know, what the story is, you know, when it came about and the implications of the story, like who's involved, as well as there being links for you to read it in more detail. So the great thing about this is it's an app. So it's on your phone. It's available to download on iOS and Android. And it's really convenient in keeping up with the world on a day-to-day basis. So every single day, a batch of 12 Clip-Its covering innovation, technology, politics, fashion, arts, everything like that, will be downloaded onto your phone automatically, updated, and on your morning commute, you know, on your way to work, university, you just pop your headphones in and you listen to the Clip-Its. So this is a really great way of cutting out the middleman of like buying newspapers and reading small text on the paper. It's not really convenient. You just put your headphones in, not disturbing anyone else, and you just like keep up to date with everything. So I think it is really worth downloading. Like obviously you may think this comes from like a biased perception because I am like working for them and I'm part of their team, but so far I've sent it out to my followers to download and they've all given rave reviews, saying that it's really easy to download, the interface is clean and clear, the Clip-Its are concise, to the point, and it serves as a landing pad for them to read and research more on the topics because there are links attached. So I really think it is worth you guys downloading it and telling me what you think with the hashtag Clip-It News. Other things that we're doing is keeping you guys up to speed with the general election. Now, what young people kind of have about politics, people who aren't students, like studying politics and international relations and stuff, they tend to find it really hard to keep up to date because there is just so much to get through. And it's kind of like, well, if you've not been up to speed from day one, you can't really take it on with what's going on now. So, for example, if you don't know what's causing troubles like in the Middle East and stuff, it's very hard for you to kind of keep up with policies and proposals and news relating to that. So what we try and do is in the run-up to the general election, we're going to be covering themes. So we're going to be covering current affairs, housing, tax, and we're going to be breaking it down and making it relevant to you guys, relevant to our demographic, which is obviously like 15 to like 25 year olds. So for example, when we're going to be covering a theme called like housing. That's really important. That's really big in the news right now. So we'll have a jargon buster. So a jargon buster will basically be explaining in quite some detail what words mean. So if you're not familiar with the terms gentrification, housing bubble, rent control, we will have that on the website, on the blog, for you to read up on that just at the side. It will also contain opinions of young people representing all main parties. So we're going to have ambassadors from Labour, Green, Lib Dem, Conservative, UKIP, basically all the main parties will be represented by a youth ambassador, someone really like who has an affinity to their political party or they're a member of the youth branch, to give us their views and opinions, and that will be on there. It's also all content will relate to young people. So if we're giving stats about the housing market, it's going to be student relatable. So it's going to talk about how this affects you when you want to get on the property ladder, you know, your rights as a tenant in student housing, things like that. So the content, we're trying to make the content as engaging and interactive as possible. Another thing that we're doing is allowing you guys to post and feature on our website and on our blog. So you guys can be using this platform called Audioboom, really, really useful, and saying your pieces on the timeline, getting it retweeted and appearing and featuring on our blog and stuff. So you definitely have a platform to express yourself. I know that sometimes our opinions are kind of sidelined, and it's really important we get out there, because even when youth politics and stuff is being covered, there's not really a lack, there's not really much diversity, like black people, you know, Asian people, basically, and people of colour being represented on mainstream media, and what we feel, what's interesting to us. I really want us to know what's going on in the world around us, and I think what I'm doing and the platform that I'm pushing would be a great starting point for that, specifically for the people of my timeline, which tend to be young, black, so like Afro-Caribbean people, and quite a few Asian people as well. So yeah, I am rambling on a bit, but yeah, please, please, please download the app, contribute, send me your opinions, your thoughts on the app, its content. I really want to get as much feedback as I can, and I promise that I will try and keep you all engaged during the run-up and after the general election. I am also going to be bringing back Stash Radio. For those of you who don't know, Stash Radio was basically a platform for everyone to get their views across, and would be running topics each week. So we did topics covering cultural appropriation, race and class, you know, getting like to the nitty-gritty and stuff, and that was really good. So I kind of want to bring that back up again to just like encourage more discourse on the TL. I really want to know what you guys think, and hopefully you guys can support. My timeline is so supportive, you know, with my whole Cover My CV stuff and Clip It and other ventures that I've been involved in. You know, you guys have been really supported, so this is kind of a way for me to give back. The app is absolutely free, and it will be free forever. You will not pay a penny. We really just want to engage politics and get you guys on board. So yeah, please, please, please download the app, tell me what you think, share, like our Facebook page and our Twitter page, because we'll be running a competition where we give out cool stuff like iPads and other tablets and stuff. So watch out for the campaigns I'll be running, and obviously remember to follow me on Twitter at Kaduna if you're not already. My followers, I love you, love you, love you, love you guys so much. Please, please, please retweet this Audioboom. All right, guys, have a fantastic afternoon and a productive week.